兄姊妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace.
感谢主，我们可以在主面前再一次安静寻求的机会。
Thank the Lord, we have another opportunity to seek Him quietly.
我们先有点祷告。
Let's have words of prayers.
天父，我们真是求你感动写刚才那首诗歌的灵，也感动我们。
Lord, do pray that may the Holy Spirit that touched the author who wrote the hymn just now also touches us.
为什么那个弟兄他这么有负担的把那首诗歌写出来？
How that brother has such burden to wrote the hymn?
我们需要你也把同样的负担放在我们里面。
We also need you to put the same burden in us.
愿主借着今天说话的机会来向我们说话。
Do pray that you speak to us through today's gathering.
像说的，像翻译的，像听话的，都说你要说的话。
Speak the words upon your heart to the one who speaks, the one who translates, and those who hear.
主啊，我们一同等候在你的面前。
Together we wait before you.
人的话没有任何的益处。
There is no profit for any man's words.
主啊，只有你的话叫人得生命。
Only your words make people gain life.
只有你的话叫人得刚强。
Only your words can strengthen us.
只有你的话叫人得光照。
And also only your words can enlighten us.
愿你从宝座把你的话倾倒下来。
Do pray that you pour down your words from the throne.
也只有那位鉴察人心的主，你知道我们需要什么话。
And only the Lord who examines our hearts know what kind of words we need.
求你把我们需要的话赏赐给我们。
Give us the words we need.
让我们没有一位是空空的回去。
So there's none of us return in vain.
愿主为着每一位，你赐下你宝贵的话语。
For each one of us, give your precious words.
叫我们一生都能够得益处的话语。
So those words can become the benefit for entire life.
愿做宝座的羔羊，我们的父神，做人所不能做的工作。
May the lamp upon the throne and our heavenly Father do the work that man cannot do.
谢谢主。
Thank the Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 好，我们今天可能有几处的圣经要读。
We will have few places of scripture to read.
先读哥林多后书第三章第五跟第六节。
Second Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5 and 6.
哥林多后书第三章第五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God.
他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
Who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
我们再读一遍这两节。
Let's read those two verses again.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think anything as of ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God.
他叫我们能承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。
Who also has made us able ministers of the New Testament, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life.
再请看约翰福音第一章。
Gospel Book of John, Chapter 1.
十四节。
Verse 14.
道成了肉身，住在我们中间，充充满满的有恩典，有真理。我们也见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we behold his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth.
十六节。
Verse 16.
从他丰满的恩典里，我们都领受了，而且恩上加恩。
And of his fullness have all we received, and grace for grace.
律法 本是借着摩西传的，恩典和真理都是由耶稣基督来的。
For the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ.
我们再看提多书第二章。
Titus chapter 2.
提多书二章十一节。
Titus chapter 2 verse 11.
因为神救众人的恩典已经显明出来。
For the grace of God was manifested to many.
教训我们除去不敬虔的心和世俗的情欲，在今世自守公义敬虔度日。是十二节。
Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world.
第十三节。
Verse 13.
等候所盼望的福，并至大的神和我们救主耶稣基督的荣耀显现。
Looking for the blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior Jesus Christ.
好，再看哥林多后书第一章。
And 2 Corinthians chapter 1.
十一十二节。
Verse 11 and 12.
你们以祈祷帮助我们，好叫许多人为我们谢恩。就是我们因许多人所得的恩。
Yeah, also helping together by prayers for us, that for the gift bestowed upon us by the means of many persons, thanks may be given by many on our behalf.
我们所夸的是自己的良心，见证我们凭着神的圣洁和诚实，在世为人，不靠人的聪明，乃靠神的恩惠，像你们更是这样。
For our rejoicing is this, the testimony of our conscience, that in simplicity and godly sincerity, not with fleshly wisdom, but by the grace of God, we have had our conversation in the world, and more abundantly to your word.
好，我们再看哥林多后书第六章第一到第四节前半部。
Second Corinthians chapter 6, verse 1 through 4, first half.
我们与神同工的，也劝你们不可徒受他的恩典。
We then, as workers together with him, beseech you also that you receive not the grace of God in vain.
因为他说，在悦纳的时候，我应允了你；在拯救的日子，我搭救了你。看，现在正是悦纳的时候，现在正是拯救的日子。
For he says, I have heard thee in the same time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I sought thee.Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation.
我们凡事都不叫人有妨碍，免得这职分被人毁谤。
Given no offense in anything, that the ministry be not blind.
反倒在各样的事上表明自己是神的用人。
But in all things, approving ourselves as the ministers of God.
好，我们先回到哥林多后书第三章第五第六节。
Let's return to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5 and 6.
三章第五节说，我不是，并不是我们凭着自己能承担什么事啊，这里是中文的翻译。
Verse 5 says that it's not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as of ourselves.
这个中文翻译承担什么事，其实是有两个字啊，那个呢，一个是承担。另外一个字呢，是在罗马书第四章第五章用的最多的计算那个计那个字。
In Chinese, there's this word bear, but actually, there should be two original words. One is to bear, and the other one is Book of Romans chapter 4 and 5, which often used as the word reckon.
对，这个翻译是 reckon 是比较准确的，但是在英文的翻译里面呢。常常是翻就翻成thinker 啊 anything 那个想成什么样式，或者是take credit 啊，或者是但是也有的翻译是 把它算成 account。
Usually in English, there's the translation as of think of, or take account of, or reckoning.
这两节圣经是讲到关于侍奉、服事方面。
Those two verses talk about to serve ministry.
我先讲一下我自己个人的经历啊。
I would like to share about my own experience.
因为我刚信主的时候，我对于服事我是十分不愿意的。
When I just believed the Lord, I was very hesitant and not willing to serve.
但是呢，好像又必须要服事。
But it seemed like I have to.
所以在我的心里面呢，就产生一种挣扎。
So in my heart, there was much of struggle.
当然鼓励我服事的有弟兄姊妹鼓励我服事。
Of course, there were brothers and sisters encouraged me to serve.
但对我影响最大的是主自己安排我服事。
But what influenced me the most was the Lord Himself arranged me to serve.
说虽然主安排我服事，但是我的心里其实我是不愿意服事。
So even though the Lord arranged me to serve, but in my heart I was not willing.
因为我觉得我没有信主以前，我已经够忙够累了。我信主了之后呢，我应当要轻松一下。
Because I thought before I believed the Lord, I was already so busy and tired. So after I believed the Lord, I was supposed to just relax.
但是呢，主还是安排我服事，但是我因为顺服主的缘故，但是我心里还是觉得怪怪的。
But the Lord still arranged me to serve. So for obedience purpose, I did serve. But in my heart, I still was not so willing.
这样的情况在我心里面存非常多年。
So this kind of condition lasts for many years.
直到有一天我读圣经，我读到创世纪，就是我开始读原文的部分。
So until one day I read the original text of Book of Genesis.
我才发现原来人的受造在还没有犯罪以前，受造其中有一个神给人的一个托付，就是要服侍神。
Then I realized before man sinned, the purpose of God's creation for what he entrusted to man was to serve God.
所以人的被造就是为着服侍神，其中一个重要就是服侍神。
So one main reason for man's being created is to serve God.
所以当我看到那段圣经之后，我再看到圣经新约其他讲，回想圣经其他部分讲的，我就全部就连起来了。
So I was able to connect that part of the Bible with all the New Testament parts.
不但连起来呢，而且怎么我明白了，我心里明白了。
Not only I was able to connect them, but also my heart understood.
把我心里的疑问挪去了。
It removed all the questions in my heart.
等到之后再来服事的时候，就觉得这是理所当然的事情。
And later on when I served, I felt it was something I supposed to do.
而且服事不是叫特定人才能服事，主是每一个人都有给他一个服事的安排或服事的机会。
And it's not that any specific person has to serve, but Lord arranges service for each one.
所以我们所分享、所交通的这个题目，不是为了特别的人，是我们每一位。
So the topic we share now is not for specific people, but for every one of us.
所以千万不要看到那个题目哈，因为中文的翻译那个词是好像。有个特殊地位的感觉哈。
So do not think the word ministers as if it's a certain position.
其实那个字哈，原文就是 servant， 或者说是助手。
Actually, the word minister in its original text means servant or assistant.
那个不是发号命令的。
It's not a commander.
那个是听上头来的命令的。
But it's the one who listens to command from above.
在哥林多后书里面，刚才我讲的这个执事啊，讲人的这个执事，还有讲事情的那个执事，再加上这个服事这个字呢，总共加起来出现了20次。
In Second Corinthians, the word minister or ministry or the word service together adds up to be over 20 times.
所以这个词哈，在哥林多后书里面呢。一直不断的出现。
So this word keeps repeating in the Second Corinthians.
那这里呢，似乎给我们看到，这个神借着保罗感动保罗呢，把服事、把侍奉一些重要的东西放在里面。
So here we see God has touched Paul to put the minister and ministry or service as something important.
所以我们所分享的呢，主要是这个人这个部分。
So what I would like to share is based on the minister, this person.
因为神的原则是有服侍的人才有服侍的事情。
For God's principle is to have this person who serves, then there are things to serve.
神不会叫那个不是那个人去做那件事情。
God will never ask the not that kind of person to do certain thing.
我们知道我们眼睛能看得到的有很多的需要。
We know that our eyes can see so many needs.
但是呢，必须等到神预备的那个器皿出现，那个需要才能真正的满足。
But then the need can only be satisfied only when the vessel that's been prepared by God appears.
所以人的预备比其他事情的去做是更重要的。
So it is even more important for the preparation of this person comparing to do things.
那再回到第三章第五节这边讲，承担什么事啊？承担，它这个原文这个字呢是有达到的意思。
So when come back to 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5, to be sufficient and think of something, that means to able to achieve something.
所以这个成这个前面讲成的是达到这个，就是说神把我们提升到不但有能力，是提升到我们不能达到的那个阶段。
So to achieve means that not only have power, but lift us up to the point that which we could not achieve.
然后计算这个字呢，就表示神呢，这个计算就是讲会计的计算。
The word reckoning means in accounting means accounting.
那特别说像这个原文字的解释这个字来讲话，如果你的银行账户里面只有25块钱，你事实上你就是只有25块钱。
In the original text is that if in your bank you only have $25, so in actuality you only have $25.
但这个字的运用呢，你就发现呢，它的运用它是给基督徒一个生命上的学习。
But to use this word is the life learning for Christians.
特别在信心经历上的学习。
Especially the learning experience in faith.
因为我们常常救恩呢，是从我们的角度来想，救恩是这样这样这样。
Oftentimes we come from our own perspective to think about salvation.
但是主借着他的话告诉我们，他借着耶稣基督被钉十字架。舍复活又升天，他所成就的救恩是远超过我们所能想过的。
But from God's words tell us that through Jesus Christ crucified for us and also to die and also to raise up in heaven, what this power is surpassing what we can understand.
所以在罗马书四五六章就有一个学习，就是你怎么样能够计算神所借着耶稣基督所完成的，好像有一个计算，那个账户在天上，这是一个在那里的地方，这是一个完整的东西。
So for Romans chapter 4, 5 and 6, there's this learning about how you can reckoning what God has accomplished through Jesus Christ, which is a completion.
这是已经完成的，但是他要成就在信的人身上。
That's something already complete, but he would like to accomplish this on those who believe.
但是信的人有一个问题，就是信的人的思想跟不上，感觉跟不上。
But the problem with those who believe is that the thoughts or feelings cannot catch up.
所以或者说我们的理解力跟不上。
Or our understanding falls short.
但是没有关系，神解决这个问题就是他做了什么，他完成什么，他告诉我们，我们在相信里面算我们自己进入这个，就算就是我们接受，然后在接受的时候就把这个算成我们的，然后会带入实际的经历。
But the way God resolved this is that what He has done and what He has accomplished, that He reckoned on us, and therefore when we accept it, those of us who believe reckons that we already in the have achieved this.
罗马书讲到救恩上的经历。
The book of Romans talk about the experience of salvation.
哥林多后书讲到服事上的这一面。
So the Second Corinthians talks about service.
神绝对不是救我们，只是得救之后在地上过我们原来的生活就结束了。
It's never that God saves us and then after we got saved, we just live on this earth to our original life and that's it.
神借着他儿子死而复活，对，被钉十字架死而复活所成就的，有一个荣耀的心意要成就。
God through His Son being crucified on the cross and raised from the dead, there's this glorious will that has to be accomplished.
所以我们需要被主不断的启示，开启，再开启。
So we need the Lord to reveal to us over and over again.
那这里说，这里说就是不是凭自己能够达到什么啊？不是凭自己能够达到这个计算，乃是什么？乃是因为是出于神才可以。
So here says that we are not sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as ourselves, but our sufficiency is of God. It's not that ourselves can achieve such reckoning.
所以这是一个很宝贵的学习。
So it's a precious learning.
我们求主在他的旨意上不断的开启我们。
So may the Lord continue to open us in His will.
他的旨意在教会，对教会有他特别的心意。
His will, he has a special will to church.
他对我们呢是根据他对教会的心意来安排的。
He arranges us according to the will he has toward church.
所以如果我们能够被带到达到丰满的地步呢，我们这一生的价值那就是没有办法形容的高。
So if we are able to achieve its fullness, then the value of our lives cannot be described.
那我们现在回到这个人服侍的人，新约执事啊，这个人的特性。
So let us return to the special characteristics of this person, the minister of the New Testament.
第一个特性是这个人是蛮有恩典的人。
First is that this person is full of grace.
我们大概没有想到，主耶稣在地上，他也是神恩典的见证人。
We probably have never thought that when our Lord Jesus was on earth, He was also the witness of God's grace.
我们想到他是神的儿子，他道成肉身，他本来就是神，所以我们不会多想什么。
We think that He's the Son of God, His flesh was on earth, so that since He is God, so we usually don't think much.
但是呢，圣经告诉我们说，他虽然是道成肉身，但是呢。他成为人的话呢，他就要在神的恩典中来生活。
But the Bible tells us, since Word was made flesh, so although He became man, and therefore He has to live as man.
这个是什么时候形容他呢？是在他这个道成肉身被出生之后，然后第八天受割礼完之后。
So when do the Bible describe Him as this? That is on the day.The eighth day of his birth, which he was circumcised.
这个话是记载在路加福音第二章。
And that was recorded in the second chapter of book of Luke.
他呢，就是这个渐渐长大，强健起来，充满智慧，有满有神的恩典在他身上。
So that as he grew and waxed strong in spirit, and the God's grace was upon him.
我们很难想象他是神的儿子，他在地上生活还需要神的恩典。
It's hard for us to imagine that since he's already the Son of God, does he still need God's grace to live upon earth?
但的确，这里记载，他是在神的恩典中逐渐长大。
But here records that he grows up in God's grace.
然后另外一处的记载也在路加福音，就是他十二岁到耶路撒冷去这个去这个怎么讲说做成人礼之后。
So another recording was also in Book of Luke. That was when he was 12 years old and he went to Jerusalem.
他本来要留在圣殿的，因为他这个时候他已经整个的心呢被天父所吸引。
Although he was supposed to stay in the temple, but his full heart was being attracted to Heavenly Father.
所以呢，他就留在圣殿呢，跟当时那些在圣殿里面的人呢，就在那里谈论天上的事情。
So he stayed in the temple and talked about the heavenly things with those in the temple.
后来他的父母亲回来找他，找到的时候就把他带回到拿撒勒去。
So when his parents came back to look for him, they brought him back to Nazareth.
他这个时候他伏在他肉身的这个父母底下。
At that time, he subject under his fleshly parents.
他是至高的主。
He is the Most High, the Lord of Most High.
他跟天父 能有活的交通。
And he has a life interaction with Heavenly Father.
他的心是以天父的事为念。
And he minds the things of Heavenly Father.
但是神却安排他有个肉身的父母。
But God has arranged he still has fleshly parents.
这个肉身的父母思想跟不上他。
And his parents in flesh, their thoughts fall short from him.
可能跟神的交通也跟不上他。
And most likely their fellowship with God also could not catch up with our Lord.
我不晓得那个时候主耶稣行不行神迹啊。
I don't know if the Lord did any miracles at that time.
但是能力也跟不上他。
But also their strength also could not catch up.
但是他却圣经记载说他顺服他的父母亲。
But the Bible says he was subject unto his parents.
一个有无限智慧无限能力的主服在他肉身的父母亲底下。
Our Lord with unlimited wisdom and strength still subject under his parents who are limited to power and wisdom.
但是这个中文的翻译是这样，他的智慧生量并神和人喜爱他的心一起增长。
And the Chinese translation here says that Jesus increased in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man.
喜爱他的心这个字原文是恩典。
The original in favor means grace.
在这个少数的英文本有这样的翻译成恩典，但不是大部分的翻译。
There are very few English translations translate this as grace.
所以你知道他显出神的恩在他身上。
So God's grace was manifested upon him.
所以主不管在什么阶段都显出神的恩典在他身上。
So regardless of what stage, there's the grace of God upon him.
所以当他这一个起来服侍的时候，他的话一出去的时候，人家就感觉到恩典从他身上流出去。
So when he started to serve, as soon as he speaks, then people could feel the grace just outflow from him.
他放下自己。
He put him down, himself down.
他在神的恩典中一点一点，一步一步往前走。
And in God's grace, little by little, step by step, he'll go forward.
所以当他起来服侍的时候，人可以从他的话中，从他的行动中，从他的一切的表现中看见神的恩典。
So as soon as he starts to serve, people can see God's grace through his words, his deeds, and his manifestations.
这是很宝贵的事情。
That's so precious.
因为恩典和真理是由耶稣基督来的。
For grace and truth come from Jesus Christ.
所以他已经在他的父母面前，或者在他早期可以接触的人面前看见神的恩典在他身上是无限丰富的。
So already in his parents' eyes or those who interact with him in his earlier days, they already see God's grace is upon him.
那也非常稀奇哈。
And it's also very amazing.
这个主耶稣复活，教会出现了。
After the Lord was resurrected and the church appeared.
在初期的教会。
In the earlier church.
在初期的教会呢，我们知道教会里面主要的教会的聚集是发生是做什么呢
？What was the main purpose for the early church gathering？
主要的是交通、擘饼跟祷告。
That is to fellowship, breaking the bread and pray.
但是呢，就在这样的交通、擘饼跟祷告当中呢，那个神的恩典就在当中运行。
But in such fellowship, breaking the bread, and also prayers, that God's grace moves freely among there.
因为这些得着的得救的人是得着这个恩典的主，所以呢，恩典主在他们当中，所以教会的聚集呢，不但有擘饼，有交通，有祷告，但是你发现神的恩典在当中是不断的出现。
For those who are saved, they have gained this gracious Lord. Therefore, when the gracious Lord is amongst them, even through the gathering of breaking bread, prayers and fellowship, then you see this grace of God was among them.
而且当这些使徒被带出去服侍的时候，
When the apostles were brought out to serve,
他们呢所服侍的，他们所带得救的人，或者说建立起来的教会，他们是交在神的恩典里面。
For those whom they save, also the church they build up, they commit that into the grace of God.
而且恩典大到一个地步，你知道安提阿教会在那个时候，人称信耶稣的人会基督徒，是在安提阿教会那个地方。
And the grace was so rich to the point that those who call Christians started from Antioch.
其中那边有一个特性，就是神的恩典在那里特别的丰富。
And the special characteristics is that God's grace over there is so rich.
就看到这些基督徒，就看到神的恩典。
When they see those Christians, they see the grace of God.
你可以说，你如果到使徒行传去找，你就发现恩典这个字出现一次一次再一次的出现。
And if you find in Book of Acts, then you see the word grace appears over and over again.
所以教会一个如果是一个教会的聚集或者教会的生活是一个正常的教会生活，应该是不断的遇见神，遇见神的恩典。
Therefore, among church gathering or church life, if it's a normal church life, then over and over again, they should see the grace of God.
但是我们每当想到恩典的时候，其实我们都是以我自己做中心。
But every time when we think of grace, we are so self-centered.
所以我们常常是觉得我有需要，所以我的需要得到满足，这有恩典。
So every time we think that I have a need, and when my need is being satisfied, then that means there's grace.
这是从我们的角度来看这件事情。
That's from our own perspective.
但是你如果从圣经自己看，圣经怎么用恩典这个字，它的用法，你就发现跟我们的想法大不相同。
But when we look at Bible, how does the Bible use the word grace? That is very different from our own thoughts.
基本上恩典呢，可以讲是一个人格化的东西，就是主耶稣自己。
So grace is actually a person, that is Lord Jesus himself.
所以主也被称为恩典的主。
So our Lord is also called the gracious Lord.
所以你遇见主就遇见恩典。
So when you meet the Lord, then you meet grace.
不过这样也太笼统了，对不对？
But this is very vague.
啊，但是呢，这里给我们看这个恩典的使用，恩典这个词的使用呢，他发现我们虽然遇见恩典的主，那我们经历恩典的内容是什么呢？
So here we find that even though we meet the Lord of grace, but what is the content of grace?
第一个就是罪的赦免。
First is sins being forgiven.
我们被称义。
We are being justified.
我们被神看为对的人。
And we become right in God's eyes.
不是我们自己来解决罪的问题。
It's not that we resolve the problem of sin by ourselves.
不是我们付代价。
Not that we pay the price.
是主耶稣替我们付了代价。
It's our Lord Jesus paid the price for us.
其实我们很难想象这个代价到底有多大。
It's so hard for us to imagine how great is this price.
为什么我们很难想象呢？
Why is it hard for us to imagine?
因为常常我们虽然罪得赦免了，但是呢，我们还总是许多的机会又回去犯罪。
Because oftentimes, even though our sins were being forgiven, but so often we still go back to sin again.
所以其实来讲哈，我们虽然经历恩典，但是我们并不知道主耶稣，我们里面并不完全清楚主耶稣的代价到底有多大。
So even though we have experienced such grace, but in our heart we never understand what a great price Lord has paid.
但是主实在是怜悯我们，让我们一点一点、一步一步的认识。经历，认识，再经历。
Our Lord is so merciful to us that step by step and little by little, He helps us to understand and experience more.
所以因着恩典，我们不但罪的赦免，可以称义。
So because of grace, not that our sins been forgiven, but we can be justified.
因着恩典的缘故呢，我们可以承受应许，这是第二个重点。
The second important thing is that because of grace, we can inherit the promise.
什么叫承受应许？
What does it mean by inherit the promise?
就是神的旨意成为我们的方向。
That is God's will become our direction.
或者成神的计划成为我们的计划。
Or to say God's plan become our plan.
神所要完成的成为我们的目标。
What God would like to accomplish become our goal.
这是在恩典中接受的。
That is what we receive in grace.
啊，所以如果说我们说经历神的恩典够多，那你应该会进入应许的生活。
So if we have received enough of God's grace, then we should be able to enter into the life of promise.
那如果我们是进入应许的方向，我们就不会被现在的看得见的现在的这些我们所能够这些必朽坏的或这些现在看不会被这些东西捆绑或限制。
So if we enter into the direction of promise, then those corruptible or visible difficulties we should not bond us.
这是第二个面。
And that's the second thing.
第三个面呢，恩典使得我们跟我们的天父跟神呢相合和平，能够和平相处。
Third aspect is that grace is able to help us to make peace with our Heavenly Father.
我不晓得你遇不遇到这样的弟兄，我是遇到这样的弟兄姊妹。
I don't know if you ever have met such brothers sisters, which I have met before.
有时候我们经历一些困难太大。
Sometimes we have experienced such great difficulties.
可是这些困难的问题原因是可能是我自己身上的问题。
But those difficulties might be caused by myself.
因为有时候是我不认识我自己。
Sometimes it's because I don't know myself.
我就把遇到这个问题的原因或责任就怪给神。
So I blame the reason for this cause of problem to God.
或者另外一个情况。
Or another reason.
因为我们愿意照着主的心意稍微往前走，能够走属天的道路。
Because we are willing to walk this heavenly way according to God's will.
那因为在这样的往走属天的道路过程中，我们遇到了征战。
But we face warfare as we walk this heavenly way.
而这个征战是我不能明白。
And this kind of warfare which we can understand.
而且我们对于遇到征战的时候，我们遇到了这个压力，或者说是有时候有些损失的时候，我们不愿意承受。
And we are not willing to bear the pressure or loss because of this warfare.
结果这些原因呢，就叫跟神的关系就断掉了。
Then this cuts off the relationship between us and God.
但是圣经告诉我们说，恩典在我们身上大到一个地步，就是有患难、有逼迫，你跟神仍然是和平的。
But the grace upon us is so big to the point that even if there's difficulties or pressures, but our relationship with God is still peace and reconcile with one another.
所以就说在越困难的时候，我们应当是越无依无靠的来到主面前，来到这恩典的主面前，让他的恩典来成为我这个困难的遮盖或者是供应。
So the more difficult time it is, the more we should come to this gracious Lord so that His grace can become the covering and provision of this difficulty.
所以在主的恩典中，主要让我们患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望，盼望却不至于羞耻。
So in God's grace, He would like us to be suffering become patience, and patience become experience, experience not shame.
那这当中呢，跟神的关系是一直保持在一个平安的关系。平安的神在我里面，我跟他就平安的关系。
And so this relationship with God is always at peace with one another because the God of peace is within me. Therefore, I have this peace relationship with Him.
尤其是我们在有患难或者在有压力的时候，失去了平安，你就面对这一切的东西的时候，就怎么会混乱掉？
Especially when we face sufferings or pressure, we lost peace and therefore we get confused.
但是恩典大到一个地步，我们可以在这患难、忍耐、老练，能够一直到一个地步被主建造起来。
But grace is so big to the point that in the midst of the tribulation experience and patience, then we can be built up by God.
所以不但是在平安当中，甚至进入爱的交通，圣灵把爱浇灌在我们身上。
Therefore, not just within this peace, but also we enter into this fellowship of love. The Holy Spirit gives us this fellowship of love.
刚刚讲的第三个方面。第四个方面呢，恩典是把我们带进那个生命的实际。
The fourth point,
永生生命的实际。
The fourth point is that grace brings us into this actuality of eternal life.
所以叫我们虽然在地上的日子 但是是靠着新的生命，新造的生命在我们身上来生活。
So even though we live on earth, but we live based on this new life.
所以这里有后面有很重要的顺服圣灵的功课的学习。
So there is very important lessons to learn about obeying the Holy Spirit.
那进入这个生命的这个实际里面呢，你发现其中有一个很重要的点，就是基督在我们生命中作王。
So to enter into the reality of this life, a very important point is that Christ be the king in our life.
主耶稣在我们生命中作王，你觉得不觉得是恩典？
Do you think if it's a grace when Lord Jesus being the king in our life?
我相信有些人觉得说，这个太约束了吧，我什么都还要让这个王来批准一下。
Some people might feel that it's so restricted as that everything needs to be say yes by this king.
不，圣经告诉我们，罗马书第五章告诉我们，这是恩典。
But the Bible and the book of Romans tell us this is grace.
这个恩典大到一个地步，它可以在我们生命中作王。
This grace is so big to the point that he can be the king in our lives.
在凡事上可以牧养我们，带领我们。
In all things, he can shepherd and guide us.
所以我相信有人生经历的，尤其是你对于神的心意有心意，你发现主能够在我们身上作王，这实在是极宝贵的事情。
So those who have the experience can say that it's such a precious thing for Lord Jesus to be the king in our lives.
我相信你不会拒绝这样恩典的经历。
I think you would never reject this kind of experience of grace.
这是主会把我们带到荣耀去的一个过程。
And it's a process for Lord to bring us into glory.
而就是他在我们心中作王，在我们生命中作王。
Even when he is the king in our lives.
所以呢，他叫我们经历罪的能力在我身上，他总是要失去他的能力。
So the power of sin will be lost upon us.
这是一个重要的经历哦。
And that's a very important experience.
如果罪的能力在我个人身上，他不能失去他的能力的话，
If the power of sin cannot lose its power upon me,
我其实是没有能力去面对这个是充满罪恶的环境所带给我的挑战。
Then I actually have no power to face all the challenges of sin.
但是神的恩典先在我这个个人的身上，让我与基督同死、同埋葬、同复活。
But God's grace enabled me on myself that I can die and raised up, and also die, buried, and raised up together with the Lord.
所以因为同死、同埋葬、同复活，我与他联合，罪的能力在我身上就失去他的能力。
For to die, to bury, and resurrect together with the Lord, I'm united with Him. Therefore, the power of sin lost its power upon me.
但是主还是把我们摆在不管在工作中、家庭中、教会中或者各样的环境中有罪恶出现的地方。
But the Lord still put us in all kinds of places where sin still happens, such as in family, in workplace or church.
当我在那样的环境里面，不是那些罪恶出现的时候挑起我的罪，我也犯罪。
In such circumstances and environment, it's not that those things stir up the things in me to sin.
而是主让我们这个每一个圣徒是被恩典所充满，是胜过罪的这个能力充满。
But each one of us are being filled by the grace, and we can overcome the power of sin.
所以虽然这个有罪恶的环境，但发现什么？罪在哪里显多？恩典就更多。
But even though it's in the environment full of sins, but wherever sin abounds, the grace also abounds.
哇，这是个多么挑战的经历啊！
What kind of challenge experience this is?
人家骗你，你不能骗他。
People lie to you, but you cannot lie to them.
人家搞小动作，你不能搞。
They cheat, but you cannot.
啊，人家搞什么这些世界上人觉得很轻而易举的事情，但是在主里不能做。
They do all those worldly tricks, but in the Lord we cannot do that.
你需要多大的恩典？
What, how big the grace is that you need?
你需要多大恩典？在这种环境不但能站住，而且什么？让神在那里掌权。
How great is the grace that not only enable you to stand, but also let God to be in reign?
如果这个世界都是搞小动作的，永远得胜的话， 我相信这个世界很难去过日子的。
If only those who do worldly tricks wins all the time, so then I trust that it will be so difficult to live in this world.
但是神的恩典，神他显出他是掌权的，他做王的。
But God reveals that He's sovereign and He's the King.
所以恩典带领我们进入这个称义的，不但有称义的身份，也在称义的生活。
So grace brings us not just have this position of justified, but also have this justified life.
什么叫称义的生活？就是主我的生活的每一个方面，在神看来都是对的。
What does it mean by having a justified life? That is, in each aspect of my life, that is right in God's eyes.
为什么要让神看为对？
Why would we have to have a right before God's eyes?
因为主要叫我们进入生命，进入永远的生命。
For God would like us to enter into eternal life.
主来叫我们得生命，不但叫我们要怎么得得更丰盛，就生命要长大。这个永生的生命要长大。
Lord comes so that we receive life, but not just being even more abundant, is that we have this eternal life have to grow.
所以恩典叫我们进入永生生命的生活。
So grace enable us to enter into the life of eternal life.
然后一直把我们带到可以得荣耀的那样的一个神的预备当中。
And guide us into such preparation of being received glory.
所以呢，这里呢是一个很宝贵的。
So this is very precious.
那恩典的第五个方面。
The fifth aspect of grace.
就是把我们带到他的教会中。
To bring us into his church.
让他做头，我们做他的肢体。
So he is the head and we are his member.
不但他做头，我们做肢体，他还给我们许多的弟兄姊妹。
Not only he's the head, but also he gives us many brothers and sisters.
彼此做肢体。
So we can be members with one another.
所以这个恩典呢，又更丰富的经历。
Then we can furthermore experience this grace.
不停留在个人的层次。
Not just stay in the individual aspect.
所以这个呢，主要叫我们。在教会里面成为支取他恩典的器皿。
So in church we can become the vessel of receiving his grace.
也成为他恩典给出去的管道。
And also become the channel of his grace.
所以弟兄姊妹如果在一起相处的话，我们只看到我们天然的长处，我们就看不见神的恩典。
So when we interact with brothers and sisters, if we only see our nature, strength, then we cannot see the Christ.
只有当我们看见神与我们同在，大到一个地步，把我们天然所有的长处都遮盖起来。
Only when we see God's grace so big to the point it actually covers up all of our natural strengths.
所以弟兄姊妹之间的互动是恩典的互动。
So the interaction among brothers and sisters is the interaction of grace.
所以这是非常宝贵的事情。
And that's very precious.
但是呢，这实在是需要主不断的开启我们。
But this needs the Lord to once again open us up more and more.
需要主在他的恩典中不断的启示我们。
And need to reveal to us in His grace over and over again.
需要主在他恩典中不断的把我们带进到同死、同埋葬、同复活的世界。
And in His grace, He has over and over bring us into the reality of to die, bury, and resurrect together with Him.
也就是与主同钉十字架的世界。
That is the reality of crucified together with the Lord.
那恩典不停地在这里。
And grace does not just stop here.
恩典呢，在这个以弗所书呢，告诉我们三个方面。
In Book of Ephesians, it tells us three aspects about grace.
一个方面就是丰富的恩典。
First is the abundance of grace.
这个丰富恩典讲的就是我们蒙恩得救。
And this abundance of grace is that we are saved by grace.
不但蒙恩得救呢，而且呢，能够进入神的旨意。
Not only we're saved by grace, but we can enter into God's will.
啊，能够呢，就是能够接受神在他旨意中，要使天上地上一切所有在基督里面同归于一的那样的旨意。
And also we can accept the will in His will that all things in heaven and earth should be gathered together in one in Jesus Christ.
所以你看到我们如果不但是我们自己来到主面前，我们跟弟兄姊妹一同伏在主面前，这里是恩典丰富经历的一个机会。
So not only ourselves come before the Lord, but together with brothers and sisters, we can subject under the Lord. Then that's the opportunity to experience such grace.
而另外一方面就讲到这个极丰富的恩典。
And then you talk about the abundance, riches of grace.
也就是在以弗所书第二章。
That is chapter 2 of Book of Ephesians.
我们这个人原来是被邪灵控制。
Originally, we are being empowered by Satan.
是被罪恶控制的。
And we are being controlled by sin.
我们的思考全都在地上。
Our thoughts are all earthly.
我们的眼光全都是地上。
Our eyes, our vision are all earthly.
但主在他恩典中拯救我们。
But in His grace, He saved us.
叫我们复活，叫我们得到新生命。
So we can be quickened, resurrected, and receive this new life.
并且呢，能够与天上的主可以交通。
And we can fellowship with the heavenly Lord.
能够同坐在天上。
And can be sit together in heavenly places.
能够思念上面的事情。
And can mind the things above.
那上面在思念什么？
And what are the things to think about in heaven?
上面在思念什么？
What to think about in heaven?
主耶稣，他现在在思念什么？
What is our Lord thinking of?
他思念我们跟天父的关系正常不正常。
He thinks about whether it's normal between our relationship with Heavenly Father.
我们是真的很跟天父的关系非常正常吗？
Is it that our relationship with Heavenly Father normal?
如果我们跟天父的关系是正常，
If our relationship with Heavenly Father is normal,
那我们就会从天父那里得到启示，或者得到爱，或者得到一切的供应，我们跟弟兄姊妹的关系也能正常。
Then we can receive revelation from Heavenly Father, receive love and also all the provision, and therefore the relationship between us and brothers and sisters will be normal too.
神看我们弟兄是他的儿子儿女是弟兄，我们也看他是我的弟兄。
Heavenly Father see our brothers as His son, as His children. Then so do we see our brothers as brothers.
路加福音十五章。我们讲那个浪子的比喻，那个比喻。
In Gospel Book of Luke, we talk about the parable of the prodigal son.
一般我们想说那个把那个钱财都带出去的那个是浪子，那个是不正常的。
Normally we think that the person who brought all the money out, he's the prodigal son, so he's abnormal.
那个没有出去的，留在父亲身边的，应该好像是正常的。
The one who remained behind with the father thinks he is normal.
等到那个浪子回来的时候呢，才发现这个老大呢，这留在家里的，他其实也不正常。
And when the prodigal son returns, then he realized the elderly son is also not normal.
他跟天父的关系不是父跟子的关系，是仆人的关系。
His the relationship between the elderly son and the father is not between son and father, but between servant and master.
他是在家里，但他觉得他在做工，他是在为父亲，他是为他老板做工。
He remains back home, but he feels he is working for his boss.
所以呢，当他弟弟回来的时候，他拒绝他。
So when his brother returns, he rejects him.
这个不是光那个比喻啊，其实今天在普遍的弟兄姊妹当中是存在这样的状态。
It's not just a parable, but actually in today, there are such condition exists.
但是，如果我们真的能够交通坐在宝座的被杀的羔羊和父神。
But if we can truly fellowship with the Lamb sitting on the throne and the Heavenly Father,
你就知道他现在多么关心我们跟我们的弟兄姊妹跟天父的关系，正常不正常。
Then you will know how much he minds about whether our relationship with Heavenly Father and with brothers and sisters, whether it's normal or not.
他如果这个关系一正常，弟兄姊妹的关系就格外的正常。
If the relationship with Heavenly Father is normal, then the relationship with brothers and sisters will be definitely normal.
弟兄姊妹关系如果正常，弟兄姊妹虽然有不同，但是不会有隔阂。
As long as the relationship between brothers and sisters are normal, even though we are different, but there will be no There will be no conflict with one another.
因为他已经把隔断的墙拆掉了。
For he has already taken away the wall of partition.
所以合一不是主要在另外赐给我们合一的灵，是主已经把合一的灵放在我们里面了。
So to be united is not that the Lord has to give us another spirit of unification, but he has already put this united spirit within us.
合一的工作是耶稣基督已经在十字架上已经完成了，不是还要再重新做的一件事情。
For this work of unification is already being accomplished on the cross by our Lord Jesus. It's not another work needs to be done.
他已经完成了，他又把圣灵放在我们里面。我们问题是我们顺服不顺服圣灵。
He has already accomplished this and also put the Holy Spirit within us. But the problem is whether we obedient to the Holy Spirit or not.
只要愿意顺服那个已经拆下来的那个圣灵，我们一定能合一，因为他已经做成了。
As long as we can obey to the Holy Spirit that's being sent, then we can definitely be in one because He has already done this.
所以在以弗所书第四章说，保守圣灵里面的一，那个是已经给我们的东西。
So in the Ephesians chapter 4 says that keep the unification of faith, then that's already in one, that's already given to us.
我们千万不要忽略圣灵给我们的一，却又想办法又要做外面人为的那种统一的工作，那是得罪主的事情。
Let's not neglect the oneness which was already given to us by the Holy Spirit and try to do any kind of work outside of this, and that's sin against God.
因为圣灵带领我们，跟我们做宝座的主有活的交通、活的关系。圣灵也带领我们跟弟兄姊妹在灵里面，深渊与深渊是有响应的。
For the Holy Spirit gave us this life relationship with the Heavenly Father and us, and also the Holy Spirit guide us with the fellowship between brothers and sisters, then that there's this echo called the echo, there's a deep.
如果有这个实际，国度的见证自然就出现。
If there's such reality, then the testimony of kingdom is definitely manifested.
如果有这个实际，基督身体的经历自然丰富起来。
If there is such reality, then the riches of the experience of the body of Christ will be rich.
如果有这个实际，圣灵居住的所在，教会，你不但来了看到弟兄姊妹，你可以看见圣灵在当中运行。圣灵居住的所在是真实的。
If there is such reality, then the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit is real, and you can see this Holy Spirit moves among brothers and sisters.
这是宝座关心的事情。
And that's what the throne cares.
神要带我们进入这个交通。
God would like to bring us to enter into this fellowship.
不但是我们个人能够受益，能够成长。
Not only individually can be beneficial and grow.
神叫我们成为恩典的器皿，成为弟兄姊妹，能够遇见神的恩典，经历神恩典的那样的管道。
And God would like us to be the vessel of grace, so that brothers and sisters, so we can become the channel to let brothers and sisters meet God's grace.
恩典在以弗所书还有第三方面。
And there's a third aspect about grace in Book of Ephesians.
就是荣耀的恩典。
That is the glorious grace.
就是怎么要到荣耀的恩典。
What does it mean by the grace of glory?
我们信主的人，得救的人是神的儿女。
For us who believe the Lord, saved by grace, we are the children of God.
但是神给我们预备了，长大成为得着神儿子的名分。
And God has prepared us to grow up and receive the sonship.
成长的过程中有许多我们想象不到的经历。
In the midst of the process of growing up, there are so many experiences we cannot imagine.
成长的过程中可能要经历种种没有办法预期的挑战。
In the process of growing up, we might have to experience all the challenges which we never thought of.
但是主要我们能够达到可以得着儿子名分的那样的实际。
But God would like us to enter into a reality that we can receive sonship.
他要把我们带到荣耀里面去，所以他用他荣耀的恩典来不断的充满我们。
He would like to bring us into glory. Therefore, he fills us over and over again with the grace of his glory.
我们的心应该向着主敞开。
Our heart should be open toward the Lord.
羡慕神所要给我们的。
To have desire of what God would like to give us.
羡慕主在他的话语中所明明告诉我们的。
To long for what God has told us clearly in His words.
如果主在他的话已经明明告诉我们，如果我们还是不在乎。
If God has already clearly told us in His words, but we still don't care.
那我们要继续活在虚空当中，那也是很自然的事情。
Then very naturally we will still remain to live in vain.
我们喜欢继续在叹息里面，那也是理所当然。
Then it's of course we remain in groanings.
但是实在是我们需要主怜悯我们。
But we truly need the Lord to be merciful to us.
恢复起初的爱心。
To let us return to the first love.
不计任何代价把自己奉献给他。
Regardless of any price being paid, we offer ourselves to him.
我们忘记背后过去的失败，不管问题在谁，忘记背后努力向前。
Forgetting what's behind and press forward regardless of what kind of failure we had before.
因为主是蛮有恩典的。
For our Lord is full of grace.
主的恩典要把我们带到荣耀里面去。
The grace of the Lord will bring us into glory.
主要用他的荣耀的恩典要使我们每一位不但有这个机会，而且能够实在的得到儿子的名分。
By his glorious grace, not only give us such opportunity, but also we can truly receive the sonship.
有一个很重要的基本原则。
There is a very important principle.
主如果得到荣耀，那个让主荣耀通过的那个器皿，他也同时得到荣耀。
If our Lord received the glory, then the vessel, the channel of the vessel to let His grace flow through will also receive glory.
所以我们应该求主给我们一个羡慕的心。
So we should ask the Lord to give us a desired heart.
不光羡慕善功。
Not just longing for the good works.
要羡慕神的荣耀在我们身上有出路。
But knowing that there's a way out on us for the glory will of God.
借着每一个机会彰显他的荣耀。
In each opportunity we have, manifest his glory.
主耶稣在地上的时候，他一做一件事情，人就看见神的荣耀显现。
When our Lord Jesus was on earth, whatever thing he did, then people see the glory of God manifested.
我们何等需要主给我们有这样的，不但有这样的盼望，而且能有这样的经历。
How much we need the Lord give us such desire, but also such experience.
你就发现，你过的每一分钟、每个日子，都是充满了叫人激励的东西。
Then you find that every minute, every day you live is something that's so encouraging.
因为圣经讲说，将来有一批人啊，他到主面前是欢欢喜喜跳跃在主的面前的。
For the Bible says there's a group of people when they come before the Lord in the future, they are so joyful and jumping to go before the Lord.
谁可以成为那样的人？
Who can become such group of people?
谁愿意成为那样的人？
Who have the desire to be such group?
还是主显现的时候，我们就躲得远远的，然后最好主不要看见我。
Or is it that when the Lord appears that we try to hide ourselves and hoping the Lord doesn't see us?
还是你像那个爱他的父母亲的那些儿女，就冲啊冲过去，然后又又跑又跳，在他面前。
Or are you like the children who love your parents so much that you rush up to be before him?
Yeah, 我们思考思考。
Let's think about it.
所以新约的执事有一个特性，就是他是恩典的器皿。
So there's a special characteristics of the minister of New Testament. That is that he's the vessel of grace.
希望主帮助我们。当我们在彼此服侍的时候，能看见恩典从我们身上出去。
May the Lord help us, so when we serve one another, we can see the grace outflow from us.
每一个弟兄姊妹都是恩典的见证人。
Each brother and sister is the witness of grace.
每一个弟兄姊妹都是恩典送给别人的那个宝贵的器皿。
Each brother and sister is the precious vessel for the grace to be sent out. Let us pray.
主，我们把这些话交回到你的手中。
Lord, we commit those words back to your hand.
求你用宝血遮盖。
May your precious blood cover us.
求你圣灵给我们回头的亮光。
And may your Holy Spirit help us to look back.
你看为可以，就是给我们不但回头的亮光，给 给我们更全备、更深入的启示。
If you think they are good, not only give us a light when we look back, but give us deeper revelation.
愿把颂赞荣耀都归给你自己。
We give you all the glory and blessing unto yourself.
奉主耶稣基督的名。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.